Blog Talk Radio.
About the storm. So glad the worst is
Alafia and greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. It's another day in the Care to Read Room, and you've got your Omi Incas on a Saturday, and we're glad to have you and glad to be here. Our chat room is now officially open. You can assemble whenever you get ready for our little trip. We're going to be taking a trip out of here today, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this is embracing sabbatical and embracing vacation so that we can have a redemption plan. Usually at the end of work, at the end of a good day's work, there's always relaxation for God's people. And He always reserved a day of rest. And we've got to learn how to put rituals back into our life, sabbatical and leisure. And those are the things that make for a good society. One thing I learned while living in Europe, it was very necessary to have celebration. And to have celebration meant to have it on a weekly basis. The Europeans in Germany certainly knew how to do it up. Every week on Thursday, they shut down their business early and started the weekend off with a gathering in a courtyard with their families. They knew it was very important that once a day, at noontime, they would shut their business down and they would have leisure and go home for an hour to be with their wives, whether it be to entertain engagement or whether it be to surround themselves around the family. They took advantage of their leisure. One of the things that the Americans here in the United States have been accused of is working around the clock and not knowing when to separate work from leisure. But Omi had to learn this, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't always know it. I had to learn that this is not the African way. What the Africans do, they do it in a slower pace. I lived around the Africans while in Germany. That's why I decided to stay so long. I thought I was visiting Africa. I really did. When I went down into the courtyard where they had the refugee camp, I thought I was literally over in Nigeria. I dreamt one day that when I went down there to have my hair braided, and that's the only way you can have it done in Europe, is to go and let the Africans braid it naturally in the manner that they do. I spent a lot of time with the refugees there, so much time that I began to interact with them and to bring them into our church service as they taught me about their religion and the different customs and traditions. And we exchanged commitment that we would meet up again over on the other side. And I made that promise because I believe that we will all have a chance to embrace sabbatical and one day take that journey across the mighty waters. And I've taken that journey clear around the world, 9 hours on a plane to get to Europe. I know I could take it 8 hours more just to get to the motherland. And it is my desire for you and every one of your children that they should meet up with the burnt-skinned people called the Nubians over in Africa once again. I'd like to visualize with you today and take you on a journey as we look into the cosmic records of one of my new book on tape called La France, the Initiate, as we take the journey back to Ile Ife. Why don't you buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen? You're in for a treat because we're going to take our sabbatical and taking our little trip across the world as we venture back into the lifestyle of the Africans and going into Ile Ife with the book entitled The La France, the Initiate. It's sort of like a Harry Potter story, but it's my version of the African story, and I will present that to you today. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about praise and worshiping as we acknowledge libation in the ritual. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I have tried to customize my whole ritual, which I normally wouldn't do when in the setting of other Africans, but because we are intriguing African Americans and we have to meet them where they are in their Christian setting, we have to meet them in language that they can understand. We cannot always speak African to them because they have to be brought up. And we have to upgrade our African Americans to the point of becoming authenticity and practicing their ritual. When you do the language constantly and you don't speak plain language, you lose some people in the caustication. You lose some people in this bastardized language. So therefore, every now and then we have to speak the language, but in order to make it placable and acceptable to our African-American and to our other races of people to speak in layman's term rather in the king's language. So therefore, I'm going to make it plain and keep it plain for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know we have been incorporating Kwanzaa right in with our redemption plan. And yesterday we included two of the principles. One was Nia, and the other purpose. And I want to go over those two so that we don't forget what those Nguza Saba principles are. And as I look back over my shoulder, like the Sankofa bird, normally Nia is practiced on the 20th of December, but because of our vacation time, we will be out the whole week starting next week. So therefore, well, actually, our last week is the 24th. And after the 24th, we will be out that whole week on sabbatical. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking my family away, and we're going to have sabbatical to acknowledge my son's birthday, the Christ child who was born on Christmas Day. And I write about in the story called La France, the Initiate. Now, as I was saying, December the 30th is Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocations, the building and discipline of our community, meaning that we must have purpose to collaborate with our community and build together. And then I also mentioned the one that we normally do on December the 31st, on January the 1st, which was Imani, faith. And faith is one of my favorites one, and it is too. Look at our people and believe in our teachers and our leaders, and we hold these truths to be self-evident that in our struggle that we can have faith that one day, not only just keeping hope alive, that we will get over the grain house, but we must entrust our leaders and we must allow our leaders to prevail with a redemption plan. And this is more important than any of them to me because we must have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. So many times African Americans have went running reactively, involving themselves without all the facts. And now we have to take our time to recreate a redemptive plan so that when we get ready to make changes, we have a set of plans that would have been accompanied by many people of the community, and we can ask God to put his sanction on it. Now, today I'd like to do the final number seventh principle, and that is Kuomba, creativity. Kuomba is creativity, your ability to divinely design and create and be able to be original. And one of the things that's so original about this room is that we are customarily traditionalists. At the same time, we are conscious educators. We are conscious-minded educators. And we are consciously knowing that without the spirit, we cannot do anything. We have no strength and no power within ourselves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, even though I am Yoruba and practice after the Ifa tradition. I do leave room to be Christian at times. I am Christian because I'm solidified in Christ. I am Buddhist because I am one who meditates. I am also African spiritualist because I believe in the ancestors. I am also Islam because I am one who submits. And I am also salubrious diversity because I believe that there's truth in all of the denominations, and we can find truth and commonalities in all of the religions, and we all have rituals in every particular religion, and we all have customs and tradition. And I do these rituals so that you will know, African, American, that you have customs and traditions too. And you must turn your head towards Africa to raise your voice. If you are a native of African, and those of you who do not know this and turn your head towards the east, somehow you are diluting your country. But you must remember, you must be tied to a land base. I want to tie you back to a land base right now, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you stand to your feet as we begin to look at our allegiance of the flag of the United NIA, who has written such an elegant piece for us to remember. Here's to the flag of ours. Red, black, and green, hopes to his future bride Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destinies depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, swinging so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and pole of it, please is my soul with it, irregardless of what has been told of it, now thanks to God just for giving it, this great flag of mine, this great flag of mine, this great flag of mine. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Now, that used to be our song in the African corridors for African-Americans, but the Africans do it something like this. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. It's good enough for me. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. So it's good enough for me. It was good for Marcus Garvey. It was good for Marcus Garvey. It was good for Marcus Garvey. So it's good enough for me. It was good for Marcus Lenny. It was good for Marcus Lenny. It was good for Marcus Lenny. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Queen Nzinga. It was good for Queen Nzinga. It was good for Queen Nzinga. So it's good enough for me. It was good for Harriet Tubman. It was good for Harriet Tubman. It was good for Harriet Tubman. So it's good enough for me. It was good for Queen Hatshepsut. It was good for Queen Hatshepsut. It was good for Queen Hatshepsut. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Malcolm X. It was good for Malcolm X. It was good for Malcolm X. So it's good enough for me. It was good for David Walker. It was good for David Walker. It was good for David Walker. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Dr. Carruthers. It was good for John Henry Clark. It was good for Dustin. So it's good enough for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, take your old Negro heritage and from time to time, convert the words to make them powerful for our time and to make those old Negro heritage that used to keep us burdened down and with our heads hung low, now we can convert the words and lift our spirit. Now, I like to pour libation, and I like to kneel down before my mother and father's spirit, who I remember that we were told that we are to dobale our parents when we come in their presence. So when you do your libations, kneel down on one knee and dobale elders. And elders, you must ask if you have permission to speak. Our elders have gone on sabbatical and made their transition to Florida and have not been here for a while. So Omi is carrying this weight. And I just asked in the community if it is okay to speak, elders. Give me permission by a show of hand. And if you're in the audience, nod your head. Thank you so much for your participation in the libation. As we pour libation, the reason why we honor our mothers and fathers, because we know on our maturative side of our mother, we have to pay homage, and on our paternal side of our father, we have to pay homage. And we first of all have to pay homage to Oladulama Ray. He is one of the manifestation of Akamare, Ilede, and Olorum. And Olorum being clothed in matter when he becomes Ori that sits on our head. We like to pay honor to Oladulama Ray as we pour libation. We say libation. I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit, Yamenja, to light the way back home, Yamenja. I light a candle to you. I like to light a candle to Obatala as he finds his way back home. And I light the final candle for Kwanzaa, the Nguzum Saba tonight. And I light the candle of Nia. I light the candle of Faith Imani. Lighting the candle of Faith Imani, I say, Umoja Kujichajalea. I light the candle of Nia. Purpose, Kujichajalea. And I finally light the candle of Karumba, creativity. And we light these candles in honor of Kwanzaa. We want to be able to name for ourselves, to define for ourselves, to collectively have cooperative economics. We want to be able to pull together like Harambe in times of trouble in the community. We want to know that we have someone that we can depend on, collectively working together under one accord to make our collective vocation, the building of our developing of our community. And that's what we're working on in going into embracing sabbatical and leisure, learning how to create festivities in our community would be bringing about economics. Whereas we create festivals, then we have to create and make all of the apparel that we need in our clothing, our products, then we can begin to start our own business and providing all of the apparel for ourselves for the festivities. So therefore, we need more rituals and festivities that we have on a regular basis throughout the year that African can support and make purchases for themselves and keep their money circulating in their own community. Kuamba will give us that with our creativity to leave our community more beautiful than it ever was. And the benefit of making it beautiful, it will cause us to have an inheritance to leave behind. And if we are able to encompass Kwamba, you will see that throughout the beautiful city when you come into our town. It will be beautified by the hands of the African American to leave it much better than what we found it. And that would mean to reconnect to Mother Earth, to plant trees, and to keep flowers blooming. And finally, with Imani, our faith, and that is to believe in our people and our teachers and our leaders and the virtues that we have and the victories of our struggle, to believe that one day we will not only get to the mountaintop, But we'll make that transition back to Ile Ife, and I'd like to take us back there in a little story. We make believe in child play that we can transition back over the great water, back to the motherland, so that we too can benefit from that large mammary gland, and we too can be able to share in the substance that are there. And if we not forget that little Africa still remains here in our backyard, and as we are true to helping our people, we start at home first, and then we travel abroad. We must also include the churches that you need to upgrade, churches you need to overhaul yourself. We not only need churches, but we need family life centers so that we can come and replenish ourselves and we can work together collectively, and the minister working too as a laborer in the harvest as we go out into the byways and highways. We don't need anybody to babysit these churches anymore. The doors of the churches are closing and people are emptying them out, because they are a deficit. They are like a mortgage and another household to take care of. Most people can't take care of their own households and their mortgages for having to go into the churches and empty out their bank accounts. They can't do it anymore, preacher. They can't do it anymore, deacon. They can't do it anymore, evangelist. You mustn't put that kind of pressure on these parents who are single heads of household. And the hats that are sitting up in the churches, they are bewildered over the fact that they can't help you anymore. And some of them are turning their deaf ear and a jaundiced eye to the collection plate, because they have their own collection plates at home to attend to. With them getting their electricity turned off and water turned off, they have to make a decision, church. Don't make them have to make the decision to turn away from you. Now reestablish your churches. Stop giving them dry bones. They've heard that too many times. How many lessons can you teach from dry bones? Go into the community and teach lessons about not only Peter, Paul, and John, but what's happening to Lulu over here and Bay John over there and Sister Lily over there. Talk about real common issues that are happening right in our community and make the difference and create a family life center. And give them something where they can fill up their engines and be able to go into the community and really revive the community. Right now, how can a people revive somebody on the highways and byways when they're two steps from the highways and byways and the welfare line themselves? Now, churches and preachers, you have got to get wise, and wise as a serpent. And you have to understand that churches were needed at one time, but now there is no need for that assembly. Yes, they need to assemble, but in a family life center, not in a church where they have to worry about who's paying for the roof that just blowed off and then calling a meeting for a collection to determine how much extra can you give beyond your tithes. No more, preacher, not a dime more. And I'm saying this because I personally have made my bid to tell them I can't take care of two households, and I won't, because the type of information you're giving me is supposed to be free of charge. When you've been given freely, you're supposed to be given freely back to the community. Now, when are our churches going to realize that they must collaborate and close their churches down and make one mega church and collaborate and move in with other churches? You don't need three members, and having three members have to go in their pocket and everybody's on a fixed income. You've got to get wise, minister. You've got to get wise. Now, I want to say this. I'm not harping on the churches because I was a member of one myself, but my membership is very, very delicate, and it must allow me to prosper. So if I cannot prosper from having your membership, I am going to induce my membership and revoke it. And it is a membership, just like you join the Boys and Girls Clubs or the YMCA or the Omni. It is a membership. And don't let anybody tell you this is God's membership and put that type of pressure on you to make you feel like you've got to stay in that membership. What you've got to do is have an open platform meeting with these ministers and explain to them how we have got to upgrade these churches. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, I'm working on one right now that needs to be upgraded. Because he's looking at us saying, where are all the people? Where have they gone? Has anyone seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? I just looked around, and now he's gone. Can anybody tell me where my old friend Martin has gone? No, they can't tell you, because Martin has had to go home and pay some bills, and he won't be coming back. So, churches, I implore you to relook at doing a redemption plan and consider going into a building where collectively more than one church can house their services there, and give up the churches and stop building new churches and mega churches and wasting the folks' money. Now, I'm an evangelist, and I'm telling you this. That's right. I've got my bona fide license, and I have a right to tell you when you need to make a change. A change is going to come. I know a change is going to come, and it's got to come right now. Right now. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the version of the journey going to Ile Ife. Do you have your tickets? Are you ready? We are going to take a little version and listening to one of the tapes in the trip to Ile Ife that LaFrance, the initiate, took while going back to Africa. Come on and go on this journey with me.
On November the 20th, it was a Monday, when LaFrance vowed a commitment, a covenant, to take the apprenticeship with noble Babalawos and priestess, high priestess. He committed and vowed himself to Ifa diviners to apprentice himself from the age of 12 until the rightful age of 30. This would be a great experience for this young lad. He would be expected to recite and memorize literary sacred poetry from the Holy Odu. Approximately 256 in one chapter once divided, totaling over 600 to 800 to be estimated each. This young lad stood there patiently waiting for the Babalawo to come forward. And as he stepped forward, he said, "Are you ready, my lad, my apprentice?" "Yes, I am," he replied. "Are you ready to take the journey?" This is where we separate. This journey must start with you alone. This is a self-initiation. Are you aware of that? You can't accompany me on this journey. No, I cannot. You must take this journey alone. You have been well prepared for this day. I understand that the prophecy came forward that you were born for this occasion. And the stars have shown that LaFrance was to be the initiate. Are you aware of that? I've known for a long time that I had a special gift, and I wanted to perfect my Jedi forces. My mother has always told me that I would be a Jedi, and she wanted me to be a Babalawo. She herself being a priestess, that would be the only fitting thing for me to do. Do you realize, son, that you will have to learn how to recite and memorize the sacred poetry of the literary Holy Odus? Yes, my mother has prepared me. She's given me many poets to memorize, and she's told me that I have to understand how to divine, to rightfully divide the oracles, to understand my destination. Do you know where your destination comes from, young man? Yes, my destination is set with my Ori. If I am to have good fortune, I have to thank my Ori. If I am to have fortune, I am to thank my Ori. Never mind, son. We know you know those verses quite well. But do you understand the hidden meaning of that? Who is the first God that you worship? Oladula Mare. And what is he responsible for? He is responsible for the outer courts of heaven. He created heaven and earth. He sent the chicken here. the chicken came first and spread it, the gravel all over the earth. And who is Olorun? Olorun is the one that intercedes with human beings here, and he goes to and fro earth. Now, is there one that you would worship that has a Godhead? Yes, the Godhead is within me, my Ori. I must give praise and homage to my Ori, because my Ori gives me destiny. Who will be able to go on this journey with you, young man? Who will be able to go all the way? Do you know the story? Yes, I do. One of the Orishas said, I will go all the way with you, and I will never turn back. But Oshun was asked the question, what if your father needs you and calls for you? Oshun said, I would go and tend to my father. I would do all the things that he asked, and then I would go all the way. And the high priest and Babalal stopped him and said, no, you cannot go all the way. You have already broken your vow. And they went on to Yamanja, O Batala, and each one said that they had to stop to tend to business, and none of them could go all the way on the journey. But the only person who was able to fulfill and master this task was Ori, and Ori will go with me on this journey. It is Ori who I will take with me on this journey. Yama, you have been successful in answering the riddle. You may proceed to the next phase. Now go quickly now. The chambers are now opening up for you. You must go to the chamber, and you will meet with the high priestess, Yamanja. She is Ayalade, mother of the earth and of the water. Greet her and respect her and pay homage to her. Do you understand that you are to Dobale, each one of you Orishas, and bow down to them? Yes, I understand this. Do you understand that you must have Iwapelu, good character and good judgment? From the age of a youngster, my mother always told me that my character would go before me, that I would always, should always remember to respect people and to be honest and have good credibility. That is what has made you prepare for this trip, young lad. So when you get to Yamanja, be careful to make sure that you pay homage by pouring libations to the ancestors and giving them the highest praise. Here, take this. You will be given the rod. This is similar to my lightsaber that I've always carried. No, it's greater than a lightsaber. It has the power, and the power is what I'm giving you. You do want the power, don't you? Yes, yes, I do. This power that you've been given, you must use it wisely. You cannot go and hide this power and keep it from the world, but you must share it and use it. This power that you hold and possess within you, it can only come through the power you have within you. If you have not cultivated the power in you, this staff will not work for you. Strike that water over there and turn it into blood. Strike it now. But I can't turn that water into blood. Think with your mind, not with your heart. Touch the water and say, water become blood. He struck the water and he tapped it and nothing happened. I don't have the power, he said. Think harder. Call on your Ori. It is your destiny to make that water into blood. And if it's in your destiny, it has to be fulfilled. Water, turn into blood. I command you. The water quickly dispersed into blood. And the young lad stood back and said, I have the power. I really do. No, you have to perfect the power. And you have to call it forth, young lad. La France, go forth. The high priestess is waiting for you. You have just successfully completed your first journey. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will resume with part two of La France, the initiate, as we take our journeys back over the motherland to Ile Ife. I hope you can join us tomorrow and be a part of the journey going back to Ile Ife. This is one of my short stories from the Lily Pod, and it will also be available on my Lulu Books.com, where you can purchase it. We are making these packages ready for books on tape and also downloads, so you can be sure that they will be made available to you. I'd like to thank you for going on this journey with us this evening, and do look forward to seeing you tomorrow to be a part of this. And as we've been talking about taking a journey, this is vacation. This is time that you take away to travel, and as you notice in the story, the young boy is going on a journey, and we have to make it up in our mind that it's very important to have vacation and embrace vacation. As I told you, that people that work hard must plan for their sabbaticals and their leisure. You just can't leave it to chance, ladies and gentlemen. If you're taking a journey, then there must be a preparation made. So, in your redemptive plan, plan for embracing vacation and leisure, because when Johnny gets away from work, it makes for a better person so that he can get along better with his family. It's very important that you understand during this season, don't just sit there at home with your tree. Take the children somewhere. Get in the car and take a trip and go visit some people. Invite some people over. Now, I'm having on the 21st a Kwanzaa celebration in my home, which I've been doing for 36 years, and in opening up my home to light all seven candles of the Nguzam Saba and to teach from my home, and also to incorporate Christmas to show people that if we are traditionalists, we don't have to give up our tradition, but what we have to do is incorporate the truth. And because I'm a creature of habit and a traditionalist, I have my tree up. And I make no apologies for it because I've been doing it for over 36 years. So this has been my way of life. And when I come into the truth, it's not that you immediately just dump the baby out with the bathwater. You teach on the concept because all of your children won't be at the same mindset you're at. And you can't take Christmas away from everyone. And you continue to do the rituals and decorating the tree, putting the lights on and the decoration, especially if you have a child that's born on Christmas Day. Unto us, a child has been given on Christmas Day. How do you explain if you have children that were born on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that you're taking Christmas away? You can't, and it's not even feasible to even try. You can teach. I keep another tree with the roots on it to explain to my son that it's very important that we put trees back in the ground and that we don't kill our environment. And I keep those trees available to replant so when the springtime comes. So it's very important that you should understand that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't give up our traditional holidays, but we necessarily don't go out and make it a commodity to spend a lot of money. Kwanzaa believe in creating gifts and giving zawadis. So we'll be giving zawadis on the 21st. And we're also going to be coming into our poetry slam coming up this week, Louder Than a Bomb. I promised you that we will be doing that on the 21st, so we will be on the air with the party here at my home, and we'll be doing the poetry slam, Louder Than a Bomb. So get your poetry out and bring it on into the Care to Read room, and we're going to take you on that journey. We'll be back at you tomorrow for Sunday so we can finish this little escapade as we take that journey and sabbatical across the water. And we hope you're ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get your bags packed because we're taking you somewhere, and we're creating a redemption plan in the process. And I'd like to wish you a happy evening, and I will see you tomorrow. And I want to say on that note, oh, Dabba. Baba Booey to you, y'all. The chat room is still open if you'd like to come in and have discussion to reflect back on the short story, the audio book on tape entitled La France, the Initiate. He is a real person. He does exist. This is his training and teaching for priesthood training. So for you mothers who are getting your children ready, get them involved in the priesthood training so they can get the right hand of his father. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned.
We just can't say goodbye. Can we get?
I got her looking at me sideways. Live every night like it's.